This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. The never-ending legal fight over EPA's wetlands jurisdiction and which are considered waters of the U.S. is beginning its next chapter. That's according to testimony at a recent Senate hearing. The Environmental Protection Agency's vagueness in a final Waters of the U.S. rule intended to conform to the Supreme Court's May decision in Sackett versus the EPA will likely lead to more lawsuits. We will hear from former EPA Assistant Administrator Susan Bodine next.
Why are more people heating their homes with FS propane? Because it's better to work with a company that lives and works in the same community that you do. When it comes to the comfort of your family, trust FS. We have highly trained service professionals who monitor your system for proper operation, safety, and maximum efficiency, so you can be sure that FS propane will leave your family with a good, warm feeling all season long. Contact your local FS propane specialist today. FS propane feels like home. Visit fspropane.com for more information.
Former EPA Assistant Administrator for Enforcement, Susan Bodine, says the agency did end the significant nexus wetlands test from its original January rule.
But in the preamble in January 23, again, that you can say something is relatively permanent just if you see a bed and bank, just if you see like wet leaves. That's the same test that had been used in the past to identify a stream, even a stream or a channel that only has water when it rains.
A vagueness, the American Farm Bureau complained last month, will upend the point of two Supreme Court cases and decades of litigation by half the states and farm groups to end EPA wetlands uncertainty. Bodine says she agrees with that assessment.
They could have written bright lines in their conforming rule and chose not to. I do think that the agencies are trying to hold on to as much jurisdiction as, you know, that they wanted. There has to be some case by case. I'm not going to say that everything is absolutely bright line, but what we have here is essentially 100% case by case.
That's complicated by a patchwork of states, 27 of which won court freezes of EPA's overturned January rule and now face a pre-2015 WOTUS interpretation. Bodine agreed EPA's final rule opened the door to more regulatory overreach and likely more lawsuits and another WOTUS rule. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.